This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gonna pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you, Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here, and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any. You can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but.
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Spiggs, I'm sorry you didn't see Jimmy.
For those who don't know, I took a trip to the Florida Keys last week, but we went to restaurant.
How was that? Did you get a nice fish sandwich, sit outside on the water?
I didn't like the food that much, Coach.
You're not a Keys guy. I mean, you should be up north somewhere, probably getting Philly cheesesteaks or I don't know.
I did go to the sandal factory. We passed 6 different sandal factories in like a 40-mile radius.
Did you pick up a pair?
No, I didn't.
Well, you're in the sandal district. What are you going to do? Well, you're not a Keys guy. That's what happens. See, we're Keys guys. Yeah. But you are not, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
You're not a Keys guy.
Hey, no, you guys are going to get invited to Jimmy's next time.
Speak spends a lot of time in Fort Lauderdale.
I think I'm out on Florida.
You're not a Keys guy.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I am not a Keys guy, but boy, look at Dave Wonstadt.
He looks resplendent.
My goodness, the tan is real. The suit is gorgeous. We just saw him on television as we're waiting to bring him on here on the radio. He's the star of Chicago media.
I don't know. That was actually today. I was doing something for General Motors, and yes, we got the sad news, obviously, about Mrs. McCaskey, and so they came down there and we did a little hit. But thank you. You know what? It's good to be back here. This is home for me. This is my comfort zone.
Cheers, Coach.
Cheers to Virginia McCaskey.
Yes, absolutely, no question about it. Just wow, what so many things you could say. I would start off by just saying just a tough woman. Now, you talk about somebody that that was very independent up until the end, as an owner and one of the architects of the National Football League. I would see her, obviously, when I was at the Bears at the league meetings. I would see her when I was at the Dolphins at the league meetings, when she was around the Jerry Joneses and the Crafts. And she always, they would have their entourage with them, and she would have George or Pat and just kind of doing her thing. And she was so steady, and during games, I didn't have a lot of conversations with her because when I was here, it was Ed, and obviously Michael and Ted Phillips and them. But Jan was reminding me, because Jan would sit in the press box with her during games, and she would talk to her about how she would jot things down, you know, just like her dad did, like Coach Hallis did, on a little piece of paper, things that were important to her during the course of the game. And coming home on the plane, she would sit there. I would look over, and she would always have her rosary. She might be reading, or she might be doing some quilting or something, but she would always have the rosary in her hand. I mean, you know, so just never high when we would have a big win, never too low when things were bad. Be disappointed and excited, yes, but never really show those emotions, you know, just so steady. And I've said this, you know, that loyalty and class and integrity to her last day, they were critical for her to be able to try to hold up when you talked about the Chicago Bears.
She cared a lot about those kind of things.
Absolutely.
With the organization. You mentioned Ed. That's Ed McCaskey. There, for anybody who doesn't know, some of our younger fans, maybe it's Virginia's late husband.
Yep.
Who was kind of in charge, actually. Ed used to say that Papa Bear made him wait 25 years to make sure the marriage was secure.
Right.
But after 25 years, Ed was kind of in charge of things. So this is the son-in-law of George, was in charge of things when you were there, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And yes, he was great, because we would, after a big win, when we'd be flying back to Chicago, Ed was a piano singer before he married Mrs. McCaskey. Now, you know, and I'm sure that went over big with Coach Hallis too. But so he was a piano singer, okay? And so we would be coming in, and every time, guys, when the landing gear went down, he would start singing Chicago, Chicago, you know, and start singing the song throughout the whole plane. And it was really a cool thing, because he could sing. And
it's like Patrick. That's what Patrick does now. I guess that's what Patrick.
I didn't know this, but I'm reading.
Erlacher, Erlacher, fills gaps and makes tackles.
According to Wikipedia, Ed McCaskey was a salesman and a singer in a band. Then he lost out to Frank Sinatra to join the Harry James Band as a singer.
Wow!
In 1943, he married Virginia Hallis, the daughter of Bears founder George Hallis.
All right, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Jan's going to be really upset.
No, she's not. She's in Naples right now. But, she probably played golf today. I don't know.
But you're chewing gum again.
I am chewing gum.
Okay, because you know the last time you chewed gum, you were like, Jan got after me because I was chewing gum on the air.
Jan's out of town.
Oh, God, wait. There is a text from Jan. Wait, and I haven't seen it yet.
Let's see. Let's see if she's watching.
Oh, no, she's sitting at home right now. I forgot that her friend Barb, her best friend Barb, came over, and they're sitting there probably watching the show or listening to it. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I said golf, and she did not golf.
So is this what happens when you get away from Jim when you're out of town?
Did she just text you and say, tell Coach to get rid of the gum? All right.
No, but Coach Carrie texted me. She said that, tell my dad to stop chewing gum on the air.
Oh. So
she probably did.
So this is the thing. Like, I mean, you get out of town. Some guys go to strip clubs, whatever. You start chewing gum. That's your own solitary thing.
Coach, my job is to protect you.
And working. Working.
I don't want you to get in trouble.
No.
It's a good call, Lawrence. We'll be looking out.
Working. Man. But you know what? And I said this today. You know, think about Mrs. McCaskey's last game was obviously a win over the Packers. Think of that. And everybody says, well, you know, about the organization. George thought he had it tough before. She's got a great view of what George is doing now. And, you know, she's up there watching every move, even closer than before. So he's under more pressure. He's not getting away from anything now, you know?
You got a gut feeling as to what they're going to do, by the way?
Oh, God, no.
The kids?
No. I have no idea. I just hope they win some games. That's where, you know, that other stuff, I have no idea.
All right, so speaking of winning games, I've been over the moon about the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying the coaching staff that's getting put together.
There's a song like that, too, in there. Go ahead.
Over the Moon?
Yeah.
I want to be flown to the moon.
There you go.
Is that where you're going? But you were very critical
In the end, as it all fell apart, you were very honest and open about that coaching staff that Matt Eberflus ended up having. How about this coaching staff that's getting put together? What have you thought as you see some of these former players like Al Harris, Antoine Randall-El?
Yeah, I like them all. I'll tell you what the difference is. It seemed like Flus gets the job, and between an interview process, agents, Ryan Poles, I don't know who else, everybody had a guy that they wanted him to hire. And I don't know how many of these guys, you know, before I took the Bears job, when I took the Dolphins job, I let guys go. I had my guys lined up. When I walked in the first door and Mr. Huizenga at the Dolphins or Mike McCaskey here said, "Who's your staff?" I said, "These are my guys." Okay? And there was no debate about who or how or what. And I kind of get that feeling with Ben that he has had he's had a lot of contact and a lot of thought through this, who he wanted to hire. And everybody that he's hiring, it seems like he has had a relationship with, okay? And what does that do? It saves a new head coach the time being wasted. And I hate this phrase, coaches, coaches, coaches. But, you know, if a new head coach comes in, I'm going to try to make this simple. And somebody's late for a meeting or the ball goes on the ground in practice, you might have five different opinions on what are you going to do about that ball, fumble the ball. Are we going to run a lap afterwards? Are we going to do push-ups? Are we going to just scream at them? Are we going to re-huddle up? How are we going to – I mean, as little as this sounds to our listeners, it's something that needs to be talked about before you go on the field. Guys, if someone jumps off sides, we're doing this. If there's a fight out there, we're going to handle it this way. These are things as a head coach. And if you have guys that you've worked with and are all kind of on the same page, you don't have to coach the coaches into those type of things. And you can save yourself a lot of time as far in getting right down to the nitty-gritty of it. And I think he's done that. You know, a couple guys, obviously Dennis Allen's going to be good. Dennis Allen comes out of the 4-3 scheme, which is what we do now, except he's a pressure guy, which means if you're going to pressure, the burden falls on your defensive backs because they're going to be in man coverage, and that's the strength of our defense. So I think that plays perfectly for Dennis. He hired Rick Smith, you know, the linebacker coach who's been with him forever. He hired Wild Bill Johnson. Bill was a GA for me at the University of Miami. Okay, he's coming with them, but he was with New Orleans with Bill and those guys. And I'll tell you what, on offense, I know, you know, Randall-El, you know, going to IU, I went down and spoke to their team a few times, and I had opportunity to spend a little bit of time with him when I was doing some work for the league with young coaches coming in. He's a winner, and he's a high-energy guy. Urban Meyer told me that JT Barrett might be the best player, not since he was hired here. This was back at Ohio State. One of the best, best players that he's ever coached as far as serious, committed, communicator. You know what I mean? Just the type of guy you want around. So he's the guy that's really going to have the hands-on with Caleb. I mean, that's a win. And Tony Wise called me when they hired the offensive line coach. Pronounce his name, Roche?
Is that? Roshar.
And Tony and him said, oh, yeah, when he was at Michigan State, and Tony, I think, was at Pitt, they would meet at the hotel and have coffee and talk blocking schemes. So Tony loved everything about this guy. And so, you know, I don't know. I think we got a good staff. I really do.
Can we talk Super Bowl with you for a little bit?
If you want to, sure.
Who you got and why?
Oh, right now, sorry. I thought that was a tease.
No, we're not. No. We're going straight through today.
We're Shane and Tanny. I'm looking at them at a screen. I like looking right through the.
Well, tomorrow they're actually going to be back in that room. But see that new fancy board in front of Tanny?
Yep.
So they had to put them in all of the rooms here. Right. So they just finished with the control room, but it took a couple of weeks for them to get everything uninstalled and then reinstalled. So tomorrow they'll go back into that room.
Okay. I thought maybe they were getting an office with a big window or something, you know?
Oh, no. Windowless office now, I tell you that much.
Not going to get taken
care of. Their knees are touching in there. They're so close. You
that's
know?
Just by choice, though.
Okay, I got you. All right, who do I like? You know what? I'm going old school. I'm going throw the ball to score points, run the ball to win games. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think, and it's not how many yards, I think they'll probably hold Saquon under 100. My MVP, I'm going with Jalen Hurts. For some reason, people are not giving Jalen Hurts, I don't think, enough credit. The guy has a better touchdown-to-interception ratio than our man Patrick Mahomes, the great player Patrick Mahomes, I'll preface it. He's got a better completion percentage, and the guy's a winner. And I think he, you take away Barkley, I think he makes the difference in this game, run and pass. It's not how many yards you get rushing, guys. It's how many times you run the ball. That's the key.
Jalen Hurts cleans up a lot of messes when there's nothing happening downfield or something goes wrong, and he doesn't throw the ball, doesn't throw interceptions when he's on the run. He might throw the incompletion, or he'll go, obviously, as a scrambler and get you those yards you need. But, Coach, he's the short yardage back. He's like a fullback. He's a quarterback-fullback combo with his ability on those on those plays, on those tush pushes to be as dominant as he is.
The only thing that concerns me about – you're correct. The only thing that concerns me about the Eagles is the Eagles' defensive line, Jalen Carter, I don't know if Graham's going to play. I don't have all the guys in front of me now. The defensive line for the Eagles – has to step up like they have big time. They got 7 sacks in the preseason and the postseason. You know, they've had 28 takeovers during the course of the year. They're plus 11 as a team. But that offensive line with Humphrey and Tooney, is it some of the guys for Kansas City?
Trey Smith.
I mean, these guys are outstanding. So I'm saying, where is the biggest challenge? The biggest challenge in this game is going to be, let's watch Philly's defensive line. Can they continue to make plays?
Coach, I am with you in theory. And it is the same way that I feel about this game, that Philly's run game is going to put them in a position with Hurts.
Yep. Yep.
Is going to put them in a position to win. It makes all the sense in the world. You're not saying anything that's wrong. I just can't.
I'm listening.
I can't pick against Mahomes. Watching these guys win 17 games this season.
It was outrageous. That's outrageous.
It's outrageous.
With their point differential and all of it.
17 one-score games. That's what they've won this season. All of their games have been one-score games. For some reason.
Every single one of them was a one-score
game?
Yeah,
he finds a way to win.
He finishes any drive that he needs. Finish.
And I don't know how they're doing it, even though I've been watching all of these games. At the end of it, I go, what just happened? How did they do that? And there it is.
You want me to tell you how it happened? I'll tell you how it happened. Vic Fangio, the defense coordinator, we all know Vic from his Bears.
Sure.
He's not a big blitz guy. 15 to 20% pressure. Okay? He'll mix it in. But he's not going to let Worthy, the fastest guy ever to run a 40, a receiver for Kansas City, get behind him. He got behind the DBs of Buffalo. How does that happen? And also, how many catches, uncontested catches, did Kelsey have in the middle of the field? How the hell does that happen? I'm just betting that Vic doesn't let that happen. And guys, if we remember the last game, Philadelphia had a 10-point lead over the Eagles. Patrick Mahomes was limping when they went in at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles came out and – rather than try to throw it and catch up, they started handing that ball to Pacheco.
Yeah, Kansas City, you mean. Yes. They had 100 yards in the second half rushing the ball.
And they did a poor job of adjusting.
That's not going to happen
this time. That's not going to happen with Fangio. That's not going to happen with Vic.
That's a great point about the game flow of that game 2 years ago.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts was incredible in that game.
Mm.
Like, for all the things that people say about Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. and he did have the fumble, right? The fumble right. that turned into a touchdown.
Right, right, right.
But I think what did he throw for, 354 yards in that game?
But Coach is right. This is Vic Fangio on defense now, not gonna allow them to run the ball like they did. And they have Jalen Carter in the middle.
Yeah,
it's a very different thing.
He's got to show up. He, you know, if you got a guy inside that can make plays,
sick the last 2 days.
You know, you can always chip on the end and double the end, but when you get a guy inside and they move him from one side to the other, it makes it real tough. More, he's going to get plenty of one-on-one opportunities, and he's got to show up.
They might just let Trey Smith take care of Jalen Carter.
They might, and that's what he's being paid for.
I think they're going to – Shannon Sharp was talking about this, and I agree with him 100%. They're going to move Carter. You're going to see him over the left guard a lot in that game instead of him going up against Trey Smith. Here's the box score from that game.
Okay, go ahead.
Patrick Mahomes, 21 of 27, 187 yards, 3 touchdowns in that game, and he also had 44 rushing yards. Jalen Hurts, 27 of 38, 304 yards, 1 passing touchdown, 15 carries, 70 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns.
Wow, I forgot he had 3 on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an unbelievable performance.
So I said I think they'll hold Saquon under 100. They haven't given up a 100-yard rusher all year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Kansas City's defense. So go ahead, hold him under 100. Every time you do that, as long as we keep running it, that's going to give Jalen Hurts an opportunity, and it's going to set up the play-action pass, and Hurts got to make some throws.
Here's why Saquon won't be under 100, because he's going to hit a home run. Because they haven't had to deal with that. That guy hits one homer, he's over 100.
We know how bad, think about this, guys. We know how bad all these players want to win. And it's the three-peat thing, that's fantastic after the fact and all that. But they all want another ring. That's why they're playing, to get another ring. I don't know if there's a player on, and all these guys want it just as bad. I'm not going to get in here if one guy wants it more than the other guy. But Saquon Barkley sat out of not taking a chance to become the all-time rusher.
For this.
To be healthy and ready to go in the Super Bowl. This guy, you know, is going to be possessed. And I'll tell you what, you know, you might be right, Spiggs.
Hmm.
You know, he could break the big one, but if they couldn't close out the game. And if they have a lead, I believe that he's the type that can close a game out and win one for you halfway through the fourth quarter.
It's a legacy game.
And not give the ball back to Mahomes. That's the key.
Hmm.
Guys, one thing to think about here real quick, a stat I saw this week.
Where'd that come from?
I'm over here, Coach, in this side studio that you were in here earlier. Okay.
The one you see on the screen, Coach.
Pat Mahomes is the only quarterback in the history of the NFL in the postseason to be perfect when he's got the ball in his hands to be in a position to win or tie the game in the fourth quarter. He's 7 for 7.
Yep.
The next best is Tom Brady. I think he's 4 for 8. Pat Mahomes, if he has the ball in his hand, will not lose. Numbers say that.
Yeah.
That's a good statistic. Well,
then put your money on Kansas City, Shane. Go ahead.
What money, Dave?
All that money.
My apartment's
back
expensive.
There.
Yeah. No. It's Shane. That I saw that one, which
that's
is 7 for
stat,
7.
That is, that's good. Impressive.
How about this one, Coach? Ready for this one?
Shane's going to talk me out of my damn bet.
When down 1 to 8 points.
Oh no!
In the fourth quarter or overtime of playoff games.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
14 drives.
Yep.
They've scored on 13 of those 14 drives. When the goal is to get points in the fourth or OT, down 1 through 8 points. They get points every single time, except one.
I will give you this. I did.
My stat's not as good because he was imperfect.
Yeah, and there was a lot of words in there. That kind of lost me. But
I'm not a keys guy.
You tried. You know, no fish sandwich, no keys.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, Spakes. Coach. I know.
No, I lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
I'm going to the Keys in 2 weeks.
You are.
Thinking of that.
It's going to be fun. What are you doing for the game? Where are you going to be for the game?
You know what? I made a comment to a couple guys I golf with in Naples. What they asked me what I was doing, I said, I'm probably going to, you know, I don't want to really talk to many people during the game.
Sure.
So I said, I'll probably watch it at home. And I said, oh, you know, it's one of those, they get quiet. I said, well, come on over, we'll have a drink maybe, you know. And next thing you know, I asked Jan this morning, how many people are coming? She said 14.
Oh, my.
You know, you're going to be out back chewing gum.
So
just to relieve the pressure.
So, yeah. So if you guys are anybody's in Naples, you know,
come on
stop
by.
Stop by.
It'd be worth it to take the trip.
It really would be. It really would be.
Coach, we love you, man. Thank you so much. We know you got to go do TV.
Oh, good. I'm done? Okay.
Yeah, you're done.
Shane, let me out of here?
Yeah.
Let the man out.
Because you got to go do TV.
Well, I do. I'm going up to NBC from here and, Yes.
After. What do you mean, oh, good, I'm done? Didn't mean to bother you, Coach. Jeez.
Hey, Tanny, what about a little bit of, in honor of Virginia and Ed, do we have the Chicago? I should know. Who sang that? Was that Sinatra?
Yeah, Sinatra.
Chicago. Can you do anything with that, Tanny?
That Toddle in Town.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
State Street. That great street.
There you go. Right. Spigs.
Yeah. Spigs. Sinatra was, I love Sinatra, except he beat out Ed McCaskey for being a singer in that Harry James
Wise,
band.
Tony Wise used to sing with Ed McCaskey, and Virginia used to just like cut her eyes at Tony, you know? He's supposed to be the line coach. Oh, yeah. Tony loved when Ed would sing that, you know? Yeah. Go ahead, Danny.
My kind of town.
Yours, Coach.
There we go.
My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people, too. People who smile at you. And each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home, Chicago.
You are the absolute best.
I tell you what, you know, and that's in honor of Mrs. McCaskey. Okay, right there, fellas.
100%. That is Dave Wanstead.
I'm out.
That's our coach. He's out. He's got to go do TV in Chicago. That toddling town.
Lawrence, when we come back, somebody was talking about a possible bear today on the station. It made me want a player more than I think I've ever wanted a player for any team in the history of this town.
Let's get after it next here on The Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.